Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Welcome to Unexplained Extra, with me, Richard McLean Smith, where for the weeks in between episodes, we look at stories and ideas that for one reason or other, didn't make it into the previous show. In last week's episode, Darkness in Sight, we explored the harrowing tragedy which has since become known as the Abervan disaster, in which 116 children and 28 adults were killed by a collapsed spoil heap in 1966. A tribunal set up in the immediate aftermath of the tragedy established that the National Coal Board, who were responsible for the spoil tip, had been given consistent warnings of the dangers it posed, but routinely ignored them. It was only a few weeks after the spoil collapse that other forewarnings of a slightly more bizarre nature began to emerge. In a series of extraordinary proclamations, people from up and down the country claimed to have experienced visions of the disaster, most often in their dreams, in the days leading up to it. Two children killed in the landslide, 10-year-old Errol May Jones and 8-year-old Paul Davies, are also said to have foreseen the event. These stories were brought to light by radical psychiatrist Dr. John Barker during an unusual experiment which he conducted shortly after the tragedy. At the time, Barker had been researching a book about the apparent phenomenon of what he called psychic death, in which victims of it were thought to have literally scared themselves to death. Barker had heard reports that one of the young victims from Abervan had been completely unharmed by the spoil, only to die from shock a short time later. It was while visiting the village to investigate this story, only days after the event, that Barker first learned of the strange rumours of portents and premonitions. Haunted and moved by what he saw in Abervan, Barker had a curious idea. If premonition were possible, he thought, might there be a way to harness its power to prevent such a terrible tragedy from occurring in future? It was an idea that some believe may have contributed to Barker's own premature death only a few years later. Born in 1922, as a child, John Charles Barker was a dedicated and straight-laced student, making his way to Cambridge University before qualifying as a Doctor of Medicine in 1948. Barker would go on to establish himself as a highly credible and innovative psychiatrist, being mostly celebrated for his pioneering work on aversion therapy. However, it was a career in which, by his own admission, he was often torn between a conscious rationalism and a fascination with the supernatural. Writing in his 1968 book, Scared to Death, Barker believed this conflict first arose after learning of the peculiar occult happenings that his father claimed to have experienced while fighting in the First World War Knowing his father to be a usually matter-of-fact individual, these stories had always stuck with him. Sometime later, Barker became convinced that he possessed a mild extrasensory perception of his own, in which he was able to sense impending disaster. It was his fascination with the potential for ESP that drew him to the concept of psychic death, believing some as yet unknown effect of ESP might be responsible for it. Though he believed he had seen similar in patients of his own, Barker's interest in the idea intensified after reading of a peculiar case published in the British Medical Journal in 1965. The case involved a 43-year-old woman who had undergone an operation for a minor gynecological problem. With the operation successfully completed, the patient, who had no other underlying issues, regained consciousness only to die an hour later after suffering a rare hemorrhage brought on by shock. As it transpired, when the patient was 5 years old, she had been told by a fortune teller that she would die at the age of 43. The night before her surgery, she had subsequently insisted to her sister that she would not be surviving the operation. Thinking this might be a case of psychic death, Barker exchanged a series of letters through the British Medical Journal with the patient's doctors. The letters in turn brought Barker to the attention of Peter Fairley, who was science correspondent of the London paper Evening Standard at the time. Fairley was intrigued by Barker's position as a medical professional with an interest in the supernatural, and the pair duly became acquainted. And it was to Fairley who Barker turned in 1966 when he had his brainwave regarding the potential power of premonitions. Having learned of rumours that the Aberfan disaster had been foreseen by a number of its local residents, Barker realised, given the scale and emotional resonance of the tragedy, that it would be a perfect case study around which to see if anyone else had sensed it too. And so it was that on 28th of October 1966, an appeal was launched on behalf of Barker by Fairley in the Evening Standard, asking for anyone to get in touch who believed that they had experienced a premonition of the Aberfan disaster. Within 2 weeks, Barker had received 76 replies. Out of those, 16 were discarded immediately. The rest, which were mostly taken from dreams, were assessed for their credibility, according to the criteria established by parapsychologist G.W. Lambert the previous year, which included, most fundamentally, that the premonition had been reported to a credible witness before the event took place, that the time interval between the dream and the event should be short, and that the foreseen event should be something that would have been completely improbable to the seer at the time. In total, Dr. Barker found 35 accounts to be worth noting, including those of Errol May Jones, Carolyn Miller, and Mary Hennessy, mentioned in the previous episode. The Aberfan experiment convinced Barker that premonition was a real phenomena, and one that, if managed properly, could ultimately be used to save people from similar disasters in future. In January 1967, Barker announced the launch of his Premonitions Bureau, a public repository for the nation's precognitive dreams, in which anyone who felt they had experienced a premonition was encouraged to call or write in and tell him about it. Within 2 days, Barker received 20 different warnings of impending disaster, but it wasn't until a few months later that he received what appeared to be a genuine hit. It came from Alan Hencher, a 44-year-old telephone operator from Essex who had been one of the original dreamers from the Aberfan experiment. Hencher claimed to have experienced a vision of a plane crash over mountains, killing around 124 people. The call was received on March 21st. The following month, a Swiss Globeair flight en route from Bangkok to Basel crashed into a hill in Cyprus while attempting an emergency landing. 126 people were killed. Are you always taking care of your family? Do you often take care of others and not yourself? Now it's time to take care of yourself, to make time for you. You deserve it. Teladoc gives you access to a licensed therapist to help you get back to feeling your best, to feeling like yourself again. With Teladoc, you can speak to a licensed therapist by phone or video. Therapy appointments are available 7 days a week from 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. local time. If you feel overwhelmed sometimes, maybe you feel stressed or anxious, depressed or lonely, or you might be struggling with a personal or family issue, Teladoc can help. Teladoc is committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches, so they make it easy to change counsellors if needed, for free. Teladoc therapy is available through most insurance or employers. Download the app or visit teladoc.com/unexplainedpodcast today to get started. That's teladoc.com/unexplainedpodcast. Over the next 18 months, Barker's Premonitions Bureau received countless accounts of potential premonitions with varying degrees of accuracy. Alan Hentscher would go on to become one of its most frequent and seemingly accurate contributors, along with one other, Lorna Middleton. Middleton, who was born in Massachusetts but later moved to North London, had also been one of the original participants of the Abervan experiment. Recounting in her own book, Prediction or Premonition, a few years later, Middleton had been suffering a restless night on the eve of the coal disaster, before waking at 6 a.m. with a choking sensation, convinced that the walls were caving in on her. However, it was her prediction of the assassination of Robert Kennedy in June 1967 that most impressed Dr. Barker. Middleton's apparent premonition began in March 1967, with the constant appearance of the word assassination in her dreams and thoughts, believing it to have something to do with Robert Kennedy. But when Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. was assassinated 3 weeks later, Middleton assumed it was his death that she had in fact been foreseeing. However, a week later, Middleton again became preoccupied with the notion of assassination. On June the 4th, she wrote to Dr. Barker,
declaring simply that she had sensed another assassination, and again in America.
In the early hours of the following day, Robert Kennedy was assassinated at the Ambassador Hotel in Los Angeles. Back in the early hours of April 21st, 1967, Alan Hentscher called Barker, warning him to check his gas supply immediately. The previous day, Hentscher had had a vision involving a dark-coloured car, which he interpreted as a sign of imminent danger to Dr. Barker. Fortunately for Barker, there was no gas supply to his home. Hentscher paused on the other end of the line and then asked, "Do you have a dark-coloured car?" Barker thought for a moment before realising he did. It was dark green. Hentscher ended the call by telling Barker to look after himself. The morning after Hentscher's phone call, Barker was sufficiently unsettled by his leading seer's premonition that he made note of it in a short memo, declaring that, "Having recently written a book on people who were scared to death, I am perhaps beginning to feel what that would be like." And, as noted in a recent New Yorker article about Barker's life, written by staff writer Sam Knight, the premonitions didn't end there. The following year, Hentscher repeated his concern to Barker that his life was in danger. And then, in February, Lorna Middleton also experienced a vision of Barker involving her deceased parents, which she took to be an ominous message concerning the doctor. A few weeks later, a fire broke out at Shelton Hospital in Shrewsbury, where Dr. Barker worked. Though Barker wasn't present at the time, 24 patients were killed. In late July, not long after her apparent successful premonition regarding Robert Kennedy, Middleton had another dream involving her deceased parents. She informed the Premonitions Bureau about it the following day. 3 weeks later, the 44-year-old John Barker was rushed to hospital, having collapsed at his home. Barker, who had suffered a massive and inoperable brain hemorrhage, was pronounced dead soon after. According to New Yorker writer Sam Knight, the same day that Barker died, Lorna Middleton snapped awake in the early morning, gasping for breath and crying out for help. If you enjoy listening to Unexplained and would like to help support us, you can now go to unexplainedpodcast.com/support. All donations, no matter how large or small, are massively appreciated. All elements of Unexplained are produced by me, Richard McLean Smith. Please subscribe and rate the show on iTunes, and feel free to get in touch with any thoughts or ideas regarding the stories you've heard on the show. Perhaps you have an explanation of your own you'd like to share. You can reach us online at unexplainedpodcast.com or Twitter at unexplainedpod and Facebook at facebook.com/unexplained. Now it's time to take care of yourself, to make time for you. Teladoc gives you access to a licensed therapist to help you get back to feeling your best. Speak to a licensed therapist by phone or video anytime between 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. local time, 7 days a week. Teladoc therapy is available through most insurance or employers. Download the app or visit teladoc.com/unexplainedpodcast today to get started. That's teladoc.com/unexplainedpodcast.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
Tired of restless nights? At Leesa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Leesa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.